Leclerc are a wonderful band that we love here at 2SER, a band that originally formed in Bulgaria by brothers Stefan and Yavor Lilov before forming into a six-piece group based in Geneva, Switzerland. This is not just an international sound. This is an intergalactic one. Their new album is called Cloud Drifter, a collection of swirling cosmic jazz dance sounds that combine both electronic and acoustic elements, a record that will make you move your body as much as it'll make you move your brain. One of the brothers, Lilov, Stefan, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's in the evening in Geneva right now, so first time I do that.
Summertime there as well, no doubt.
Oh, man, yeah. We're frying.
All right. Well, this album,
Australia.
We're a bit cold and wet here at the moment, but this new album of yours, Cloud Drifter, some excellent tunes there for partying during the summer, I would suggest.
Oh, yes. Definitely. We have some bangers for the summer. We have some bangers for the winter.
It's really cool. And you've got some great guest artists on this one. Rapper Pink Sifu. You've got Jelly Haha on here, whose new record we've been playing quite a bit. I've already played some Jelly Haha here on the show today. How did you connect with these artists?
Well, Jelly Haha, she was unsigned, but we share the same label, so she was so fast at like sending back like some ideas, and she worked with her friend Seth from the band Deluxe, which is also signed on Innovative Leisure. So I think she got it so easily, and the song is like, we could have done it. It's the best feat for that.
Excellent.
And Pink Sifu, we've loved his music so much. So yeah. Happy he was down. We just contacted him and he was like, let's go.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, so it's not just people guesting on your stuff as well. The album Segolo by Witch was a recent feature album here on 2SER. I have suspicions that you might have been involved in that in some way, shape or form.
In the Witch record?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's definitely, it was really funny also to do this one. A lot of experimentation. It was really, it's funny, yeah, to be releasing these two albums kind of next to each other. We try not to do it, but yeah, never goes according to plan, right?
No, nor should it. Well, that's pretty awesome because, I mean, I imagine Witch would have been a band that you would have been really into for quite some time, and then to be working with them and being such a crucial part of their new record, it must be mind-blowing.
Yes, yes. I've definitely learned a lot being next to these guys. Changed my way of thinking of how, you know, you should live a musician life. It just learned so much. And yeah, I loved Witch even before stepping in the Revival project. So it was definitely kind of a super weird moment, but I'm super proud we were able to release two new records. Now the band is also going on their own,
yeah,
with new members and etc. And I think it was one of the best adventure I did. Like you said, it's just mind blowing. You know, like it was not meant to happen. Like,
but then it did.
Yeah, so you just take it, you know, you go for it. Like, Yeah.
That's really cool. Now, you and your brother Yavor, what was the music that you were listening to as kids that influenced the band?
Well, we were lucky because I think our father and mother were in a rock and roll psychedelic mode when I was born, and then Yavor, because We were feeded by Obscured by Clouds from Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
A lot of Santana. I pretty much remember some bits of like Aerosmith also.
Okay.
Like, so it was really rock, but some bands like Pink Floyd, they had this psychedelic atmospheric vibe to it. I think it was our favorite music when we grew up. Like,
yeah, there we go.
It was more like This is kind of unconscious. And then I think, yeah, like every kid, huh? You get the skate punk era, then you have the 60s, Led Zeppelin, and then you start to figure out what you really like.
Excellent.
And
That's really cool. All right, new parents out there, play more Pink Floyd for your children, and you never know, they might be in totally awesome bands one day.
exactly. Best advice for parents.
Yeah, totally. And so now, you, what's the scene like there in Geneva? Is there lots of bands active? You're always able to go out and see new bands and experience new music?
Well, it's going totally sincere. It's going on and off. Like there may be a period where there would be a lot of Geneva bands and maybe more bands would come through the city.
Yeah.
Now it's a bit more like it's kind of harder for small clubs. So it's either the bands will go to one of the festivals that's there, you know, and maybe there's like one or two or three that can maybe afford to book a top to little tier kind of artist
Yeah.
situation. So I feel we need a bit of fresh air in Geneva regarding live music. But there's a lot of people making music, a lot of people making art. We have some labels. We started a label with Leclerc also. And a friend, Julien, which is called Stone Pixels. And we released Intermood. I don't know if you've heard them. They're based in Melbourne.
Oh,
It's
right.
a cosmic dance jazz kind of music.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we're
So.
not aware of them now, we will find out more about them. I know that now our music director here at the station is listening to this, and as soon as he hears that you come up with these new bands, like all of these connections between the bands, us playing Jelly Ha Ha, having the Witch album
Yeah.
Sigolo as the feature album, then finding out after the fact, while we was when we'd started playing your Cloud Drifter album, that you were actually part of that album. It's just sort of makes you realize that sort of the world is absolutely massive. But it's also, we're all not really that far removed from one another.
No, with music, the community is small.
Yeah.
Honestly,
And
it's.
you're making music with your brother. What's that like?
Well, it's quite an adventure, huh? It's
No,
not like Oasis. Definitely not like Oasis.
no.
And it's so nice. It's really, honestly, it's really nice. We were like a full band, you know,
Yeah.
just, but we kind of parted ways before finishing the record. I think at some point when you reach almost 30 and you start to see some stuff, you know, like should I really do that? No, no, no. And
Okay.
you
Well.
know, changing directions. But I think that's the moment where with my brother we had a 9-hour discussion.
Well, I guess the good thing with
What should we?
working with your
Yeah,
brother,
what
you'd be
should we
like, you'd
really
be,
do now?
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we decided to go on, finish the record, finish the collabs with Jelly, etc., because nothing was there.
Yeah.
So we did the final bits of the sprint with my brother, and it was interesting. I'm so used to work with a lot of people, like which we were 10 people in the studio. No. And so you have it's amazing, that's what I love, but sometimes when you're two, it goes faster.
Well, the album Cloud Drifter is absolutely amazing, out now digitally. It's also on CD and cassette, which is really cool. People can get that from the LeClaire Band Bandcamp, and I'll put links to that up on the 2SER website, as well as Orange Splatter vinyl. It's a beautiful record. I can't wait to hear what you do next, and seeing as you've already got that connection there with Australian bands on your Stone Pixels record label, maybe it might be possible that you might come down to Australia and do some shows in the foreseeable future.
Well. We're super down. Bring
Okay.
us over.
All right. Didn't want to put any pressure on or anything, but also kind of sort of did.
I loved my time last year. We toured with Witch
Ah,
in
yes.
Australia
Oh, well.
around like the first 2 weeks of March or
Yeah.
something.
Well, I know
It
that
was
you've
my
got.
first
Yeah, it was your first time
ever.
here.
Yeah, I loved it. Loved it
Beautiful.
so much.
All right, we'll come back again sometime soon. And please say hello to your brother for us. Thank you for blessing us with this record, and thank you also for joining us this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for digging. One love to Australia.